Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yudches. We're going to start on Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the last line. So the Gemara yesterday had mentioned two reasons as to why we write a Zman in a Get. One was Hashem Yichapo Basachoso, and the other one was Mishum Peros. So the Gemara is going to continue to explain what the Takana of the Chachamim accomplished to write a Zman in a Get in certain situations. Certain situations are going to bring up. It doesn't seem like there was any that the Takana accomplished anything. So, the Amalei Ravina LaRava. So Ravina asks Rava, Kasve, guy writes the get, but Osve Bikiste, and he takes the get, doesn't give it to her. He puts it in his pocket, puts it in his backpack, in order to eat Mipaisa, that if they try to go through some reconciliation, and if he's Mipaisa and he gets and they get Shalom between them, and the Katatos and the fights end to Pius, she would be appeased, and he won't divorce her. But if in the end he doesn't, there is no shalom between them, he will then divorce her a few days or a couple days or a while after the zman that the get was written. So in that instance, what did the chachamim accomplish in their takana zman in this case? Because she's not migureshes until the get comes to her hands, and her husband therefore can be mechat according to. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether this question is both on Rav Yochanan or Rish Lakish. According to Rashi, the question is on both. According to Tosfos, and the Rashi Anche, he brings down the Ri, that this question, the next question, is only according to the Ma'an Damar says Shema Yechape. But according to the Ma'an Damar says Meshut Peri, it's Niche, because the Bedin is the Master of the Kukos Meshas of the Chasima. So they the Pnei Yeshua and others answer for Rashi. But going according to Tosfos, Din, Tosfos Ashita, what did the Chachamim accomplish by putting this Ma'an in the Get in this instance? She's not migureshes until the get comes to her hands. The Baal can be mechapu on her and get and say that, and let's say she has znus between the time that he wrote the get and the time that he finally gives her the get, right? So the husband can say, you know what? I didn't give her the get till much later, till even after the zman of the znus. So what does Chachamim accomplish? So Amalei, so Rava answers Ravino that the Chachamim weren't choshish for this case, that a person is going to write a get and then put it in his pocket. A person writes a get, he writes a get and he gives it. No one writes the get and holds on to it for a long time. Why? Lo maktim inish puranus l'nafshei. A person is not going to want to be maktim puranus onto him. So what does that mean? He's not going to be maktim puranus. What's the puranus that a person is being maktim over here? So I saw three possibilities. Number one, Rashi says that the gerushin itself, it's not such a good thing to do gerushin. People don't want that. It's not a lichachila thing that people want to do, is to go through a divorce. So a person is not going to start writing a get unless he's certain that he's going to do the gerushin. The Ramban brings down, Ramban Yud Zayin says that if he writes the get and then doesn't, and then holds on to it and then gives it to her much later, a call is going to go out that they tried to get back together and he refused to reconcile with her, and that's a peronis to have a bad name about him. It's true, you know. There's always a call that goes out when people, unfortunately, you know, when people are going through issues at home. It never stays a private affair. People always find out. The Ramban also brings down that the peronis is that he's a monetary peronis. He's going to lose his peros. Because she's going to start collecting from the Shas Ksiva, and then he'll have to prove that the gerushin took place at a later date. So that's a peronis that he's not going to go into. I heard from Rabbi Elephant from the OU website, he brought down that the Chasam Sofer says, against what most people do, that since you're not supposed to bring peronis onto yourself early, that you're not supposed to buy a cemetery plot in advance of death. But Rabbi Elephant said that's not what the... it's not the minhag olam, whatever. So, Gemara then asks the next case. Again, it's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos whether this case applies to both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Amalei Ravina L'Rashi Gitin Haboy Medina Sayam. You have women who their husbands sent them a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Michtavei B'Nisan V'Lomatu Atishrei. It's not like nowadays where you have airplanes and stuff like that. You can fly back and forth. It took a long time for travel to take place. You want to send a get from anywhere to Eretz Yisrael. You had to travel. So maybe it took a long time to get there. So again, maho wil chachamim betakanosam. What did the zman do in this instance? It's like we have a zman. The zman says nisan. The get didn't get to her till tishrei. Maybe the baal will be mechapa on her and say on the get, but say that she was a penuyo at the time that she was mezaneh. So the answer is amar le. Ravina says to Ravashi, hanu kol isle. These gitin that are sent from chutz la'aretz Yisrael, there's a when they arrive, everyone knows that they came from Chutz La'aretz, Everyone knows that there's a time delay when it comes from Chutz La'aretz. So she's not going to be able to use the get itself to say, oh, look, I was Mazana after I got to Gerish. And people know that this get was a delayed, there was a delayed get, and she's going to have to bring some other proof, Rashi says. Okay? So, now, the halacha is, we're learning this based on the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Beis, and the Rambam brings us down Hilchos Gerish and Perach Yalaf Halacha Yedches, that any woman who's divorced or becomes an almana, she can marry another person, but she has to wait 3 months. The concept of Havchana, in order to be machin to make sure that if she's pregnant, that who the father was. Was it the first husband or it's the second husband? It's pretty much a low plug. Even if the husband was in jail, if the first husband's a katan, low plug, they made a takana 3 months to be mafkin. Okay, so now the question is, this is right. So the question is, when do we start counting the 3 months? Between machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when do we start counting the 3 months? Is it from the time that the get was written, or is it from the time that the get was given to the woman? So Itmar, we had a machlokas amaroyim me'emasai monim leget. From when do we start counting the 3 months that the woman has to wait between marriages? Rav says we count the months mishas hanesina, from the time that she gets the get, 3 months from the time of receipt. V'Shmuel Amar, you count the months mishas ksiva, from the time that the get is written. Okay. So the Gemara asks Maskiflei Rav Nosson bar Hoshea l'Shmuel. Rav Nosson asks Shmuel. Okay, you say that you count the 3 months of Havchana from the Zman of Ksivas Haget. So what happens, we're just going to say outside first, what happens in the case where we have two women who are married to one man, right? And he went to Medina Sayyam. So he, oftentimes, the old days, he used to go to Medina Sayyam, they would write a get. So in case something happens to him, the woman wouldn't be considered. She's not a Grusha. She's also to everybody else. She's not a Grusha. Until she gets the get, or until the time of the...
She's still married.
She's still married.
Right, so maybe she can still meet with her and kind of help with her.
The Gemara doesn't talk about that. That's called a get yasher, that they talk about if he writes the get, and in between he has yichud with her. But they're going to bring that here. They're not choshes for her this year, because he's Me'evel Yam. He's a different... It's not like he can come back on an airplane. Now. Remember, he has to get on the boat, and it takes months to travel. But yeah, you're right, in the Tanami. So that's the Gemara talks about it later, the whole concept of get yashan, an old get, meaning that it was written and it was given later, and you have to be choshesh maybe that there was yichud in between, and then you're not allowed to use that get, because years later they could have had a baby from that yichud, and be worried, people will say that the baby's a mom's. Okay. So what happens here? Yeah, case where there's a man, he has two wives, he goes to Medina Sayyam, but the zman of the ksiva of one get is the zman of the ksiva of one get is a month prior to the ksiva of the other get. So it looks like the Gemara says Yomru, people will say that Shashtei Nashim Bechatzar Achas Zo Asura Bezo Muteres. What's going to happen? It's a din tamua. It's a weird thing that people are going to say. You have one person who's married to two women. They receive the gerushin on the same day. See the Gerishim on the same day. Yet one woman is mutter to marry a month earlier because the husband wrote the date at a different time. So it doesn't make sense. He's divorcing both women at the same time. So why is one mutter? Why one only has to wait? One can get married earlier than the other one. Rashi says, "Beis nashim bechatzar echas shall adam achat shapiris loyam v'masah shnei gittin l'shnei nashim bo bayom." He gave them a get on that day. So that's the nesinas on the same day. One was written a month earlier, has an earlier zman. According to Shmuel, you only have to wait 2 months because it was written a month earlier, 1 month, and that's only 2 months after he leaves. And this one has to wait 3 months because it's dated a month later. Everyone's going to ask, it's an incredible, they're going to think that this is very strange. So you see from here that you can't have a psak that Yitamu b'nei Adam. It has to be a mistaver psak. So the Gemara says no. You know why? Of course, you're hoping the guy comes back, but if he doesn't, but it's a real get. They're divorced. It's a real get. It's not a get al tanai. It's a real get.
How come nobody said that this is the reason to write his mom?
to what?
To know when the 3 months begin.
Oh, so they maybe Rishonim asked that. They asked that. Who asked that? Korban Sanal, Rishonim Achronim asked. Korban Sanal asked the question. Okay. He says, Korban Sanal answers that maybe the reason is because they only asked about what the Napkimina, why you write his Monogate according to Rav. They didn't ask according to Shmuel. Ain't a Hanami according to Shmuel. It's another Napkimina. Okay. So the Gemara answers. Lost the spot 1 second. So Gemara answers. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no, it's not a problem. It's not such a tamua issue that's going to come up here. Zman gita mochicha leha. Zman gita mochicha leha. Look at the document itself. One document is dated date A. One document is dated date B. You count 3 months from when the document is dated, and from the document is written, and that's it. It's not such a strange pshat, halacha, you know, outcome. So now the Gemara is bringing two braises that. What? If you gave it to her on different days. Right, so they're just using the month as an example. You gave it her on Monday or Thursday, so it's going to be two days apart. Right, but that's not the case you're dealing with here. You know, the case we gave it to them at the same time. He didn't write, no, he wrote them at, he right, sorry. According to Shmuel, it doesn't matter. It just says whenever it's written. According to Shmuel, if he writes, you'll see. We'll bring a brice for now. So Tani Kavas say the Rav, Tani Kavas say the Shmuel. Tani Kavas say the Rav, we have a brice that supports the Shita Rav, who says again that it's Mishas HaNesina. Hasholoch get liishto. Someone sends a get to his wife with a shliach. V'nishtah shliach b'derach shlosha chadashim. Then the shliach was delayed for 3 months on the road. Mishigia get yuyada. When the get gets to the woman's hands. She still has to wait 3 months. 3 months from the time that she receives it. Right? Uleget Yashon ain't Choshim. And in this instance, we don't suspect for get Yashon. Sharei lonis yached ima. Like we said before, get Yashon is where he writes the get, and he doesn't give it to her for a while, and then he wants to use that get. So we're choshish that maybe in between the time he wrote the get and the time that he gave her the get, that they had the yichud, and there was a maisavia, and then he divorces her with that get, and years later there are going to be problems about people being choshish, what the status of that child is. But here, even though it looks like a get yashon, because it's dated much earlier than it was given, but since he's not here, then we're not choshish for a get yashon. That's a sugi later on, but it's get yashon means it's dated and given at different times.
In the same city.
Anytime, anything, as long as it's not you have to write the get and give the date in the get has according to with the takan of get yashon, the get has to be given on the day that's written. Well, they're saying Medina's Yom, get yashon, no chashino. We're not choshish for it because he's not here. It's only when the possibility exists that they would be able to be together. Okay, that's the brisa according to Rav. Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. We also have a brisa that supports Shmuel. This is the case you mentioned before. Hamashish get leishto. Someone is mafke to get against the shliach, to a shliach, that he should bring it over to his wife. V'amrlo, and the husband says to the shliach, altit neula, don't give it to her. El achos shlosha chadashim from today. Wait 3 months from today before you give her the get. Misha nasnulo, when the shliach gives her the get 3 months from now, muteris linasimiyad. According to Shmuel, she can get married right away because it was the zman ksiva that established it. Again, ul get yashon ain choshim. In this case, we're not choshish for a get yashon because harei lo nisyachayim. For whatever reason, we know that there was no yichud here, so there's no get yashon issue here. There's no get. Bryce is assuming there's no get yashon issue here because there was no possibility of yichud. So that's a brisa according to Shmuel, one brisa according to Rav. So what's the, according to Rav, let's just finish up. So the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdim, Shas Ksiva. Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, they held that you go by Shas Ksiva like Divrei Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Shua, Avdim, Shas Nesina, they held like Rav that you go according to Shas Nesina to determine when Havchana starts. The Hilkosa, the Machlokas, and the Girsa, the Rift doesn't necessarily have this. And the halacha goes according to Shmuel that we go according to Shash Ksiva. So what's the svara of Shmuel? Rav's svara makes sense. You have to be mafkin by the time that the gerushin takes place. You have havchana when he dies, so that's when the marriage ends. And the marriage ends when the get is given. Until the get is given, the marriage doesn't end. So why is havchana start from before the time according to Shmuel, why does Havchana start from before the time that the Gerushin ends? Right, but the Gemara said, the Gemara in Yavama says that it's a low plug. Even if somebody is in jail, you have to wait, and then there's a divorce, you wait 3 months. You have to wait from the time, no matter what, you wait from the time that the marriage is dissolved. The marriage isn't dissolved when you write the get. So Rav Schechter and Eretz Hasvi and Simon Chavdal, I think Rav Raj has mentioned this a few times, not in your head, mentioned it a few times, that according to Shmuel, and we'll see it's even the Shita of Rav Shimon, according to Shmuel, the marriage essentially starts to unravel when you start thinking about, when you made up your mind to divorce her, when you start writing the get, that's when the marriage essentially begins. He says, so Rav Schechter says in Simcha Avdal, min ha'hechach lomer b'zeh, the moment gimel chad she havchana rak mizman shetama v'nigamar ha'ishus, you only write, havchana begins when the ishus finishes, u'b'zeh chidu Shmuel, and Shmuel makes a chiddush over here, the after pshita that isha dayan agida gabevi asiru la'ama makwasei achas nesina, is even though the woman still usher to chola adam until the get comes into her hands, Rav Schechter is going to say that there are two parts of the gerushin. There's the part that makes her mutter to everybody else, but there's the part also that separates her from the husband. Shmuel's gonna hold it. At the time you write at the ksiva, there's a little bit of a separation. The bechol ishus is beis chalakim. There are two parts to an ishus. Ha'alef, isra kulei alma. One is the isra to everybody else. V'habeis, the second one, heter labaila, being allowed to permit it to be to your husband. Vikan, so chiddush Shmuel set makes a chiddush legabe heter lebaila regarding the heter to her husband. Kvar paska ishus mishas ksivas haget. The ishus it starts to disintegrate from the time that he writes the get before she even receives this, and that's why it's not dummy to the case where the guy's sitting in the hospital, the guy's sitting in jail. Where in that case you have to wait 3 months no matter what, even though there was no chance of there being any yichud in between, because there havchad is lo plug. But Havchana begins when the Ishus starts to dissipate. And here Shmuel is saying the Ishus in one aspect starts to dissipate a little earlier from the Shas of the Ksiva. So I saw in the Chashuk Yechemed, and Rabbi Raza brought this down a few times, an interesting case where someone has they already decided, they're fighting, they're going crazy, they establish that we're going to get divorced on Tuesday, and whatever happens, the woman dies on Sunday. So the get wasn't given yet, but the husband says Shiva. What's the story? The husband said Shiva. They're still married. So the Yamshel Shlomo in our parak in Siman Daled, he brings down that you don't say Shiva anymore, because he says that based on a Rashbam and Bava Basra, that if someone Rashbam Bava Basra says that someone's wife dies during fighting, and he had in mind to divorce her, he's not Yorish her. He doesn't get inheritance from her. Again, say the same svara like Shmuel saying, maybe that from the beginning of time, when you start having in mind to divorce her and you've decided to divorce, this is a bigger leap because there's actually no ksiva here yet. In our case, there's a ksiva, and that's what the Beis Meir asks. But from the time that there's actually a set determination, I'm going to get divorced, maybe there's already a nitaka ishus in a bit that separates the husband and wife, and that's why you don't have the issue of Havchana. And the Yamshel Shlomo used that, and maybe that's the reason why you don't have to sit Shiva. The Yamshel Shlomo also explains that maybe why you can sit Shiva here, you're fighting, there's no mental avelus, you're not sad, I guess, if you have this support. It's not one of your relatives necessarily that's dying. But most people are cholik on the Yamshel Shlomo and say that you still have to sit Shiva, most probably the reason being that this isn't similar to Shmuel's case or Rav Shimon's case that we're going to see soon, because in Shmuel's case, at least it was a ksiva. You actually started doing something to writing. In this case, you just decide to get. The gerushin is going to take place on Wednesday. She dies on Sunday. You still may have to sit Shiva. Halacha l'maisa, you ask the Chas v'Shalom, but they have to ask a rabbi about what that would be. Right. Okay. I understand that, but that's similar to that's what we're talking about. But this continues. This is it, Shiva. That's the Shiloh that was asked. Okay. So, the question now is who do we pasken like? So what's the halacha? So according to the Gemara that we had here is that we pasken like Shmuel, but That's our girsa. But the Rif's girsa doesn't have that. The Rif doesn't have his girsa in his Gemara. But nevertheless, the Rif later on passes like Shmuel. But the Rush asks, the Rush in Simon Vav asks, why does the Rif pass like Shmuel? If he doesn't have in the Gemara that it says Hilchos of the Shmuel, and we know that the halach is like Rav but Isurim, and this is it's Isur case, you know, ostensibly. So why should we pass him like Shmuel? And also the Rush asks, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, they were the Basroi, they acted like Rav. So the Rush says that Kobanei Ashkenaz Vitzarfas Nagu Mishas Nasina Karav. Bnei Ashkenaz Paskin like Rav, that you do it Mishas, you do it Avchana begins Mishas Nasina. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins that way. He says, but Yeshua, remember that you have to wait on until Shas Nasina. And the Gra on that, I didn't write down where it is, but the Gra there says that it's based on this other Girsa in the Rift, that there's no, doesn't say so the Shmuel. Okay, that's the Psah. Or could be the Psah. The Gemara continues. Now, we have a din also of Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah's Ksafim means that there's a loan between A and B. When it comes to Shemitah, unless there was a prosbul done, when it comes to Shemitah, the loan goes away. That's the halacha. So the question is, what about someone who divorces his wife? Someone divorces his wife and now owes her ksuba money. Does Shemitah get rid of that? The halacha is no. Shemitah is not mishametes a ksuba. Whether it's the 200, whether it's the tosefes, Shemitah does not get rid of the ksuba. And unless we see machlokes Rav and Shmuel, unless something happened, either she started collecting the money, or somehow she turns it into more of a loan. She has to do something to transform it into a loan, and then it becomes something that could become mishametes. So Shonim argue, what's the reason why Shvius is not mishametes a ksuba? It's a monetary obligation. Shemitah should be mishametes. Should take care of it. So Rashi here says because there's no lo yigosh. There's nothing. You don't go after the person to get it. And Rav Aaron Cutler says that it's what that means is dafka when there's a milva, when there's a loan going back and forth, that's when you have a lo yigosh, because there's a piron. It's not open ended. Usually not open ended. There's a time you're supposed to collect. The ksuba is not necessarily time to collect. It's not the way it's created. Okay, they're both obligations. I'm obligated to pay you back, but there are different types of obligation. The payment part of it is different. By the milva, the payment is usually a due date. So it's lo yigosh. You go after the guy to collect. The ksuba, he says, works different because she doesn't want to get divorced necessarily. So there's no when you have the ksuba written, there's no set due date. So that's not considered lo yigosh. Tosfos says that again. Also, it only applies to a milva. And I saw a rash and shvius. Says, what is that? What is also the same thing, that it's because it's only applies to a loan. The concept of Shemitah only applies to a loan. So Rav Nachum Perkovitz in Shinai Zion says that the whole issue of Shemitah Mishametes is only where it's a chov that you owe to the Toveya. We'll see this later. It makes more sense later on with Mike Knossos. But it also, again, the difference is where it's a mava. He has to come and claim. He has to come and claim from you what you owe him, as opposed to here, where it's you don't have to. It happens automatically because it's a ksuba. We'll get to that. Okay, so the Gemara says itmar me'emasai ksuba mishametes. At what time can the ksuba transfer into a shtar chov, and then shvius can get rid of the loan? Rav Amar Misha Tifkon Vitiskov. Rav says there have to be two things have to happen. Number one, she has to start collecting the loan, start collecting on the ksuba, start collecting some money, and Vitiskov. She has to now make some sort of action to tell Bazin, I want to transfer this now into a loan document. It has to be both. Vishmul Amar Shmuel says, no, you only need one or the other. Pgama Afo Pishlo Zakva, and Zakva Afo Pishlo Pagma. Either she goes to Bazin and does a Maisa Bazin, like sort of protocol is, do a Maisa Bazin, and it says, I want this now to be considered a loan. So then Shemitah can be Mishametes, or he just says, or one or the other, or Pagam, or she starts collecting. Once she starts collecting, so that's what I'm saying, once she starts collecting, it automatically turns into a loan document, because now she's collecting money off of it. So, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. So one Bryce supports Rav, another Bryce that supports Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, the Bryce that supports Rav says, Me'emus like Suva Mishametes. At what time does the Suva become like any other Shtar Chov, that Shemitah will get rid of Shemitah's Ksafim will get rid of the obligation? Misha Tifkom, right? Vitiskov, from the Zman that the woman begins to collect Ksuba, and also the rest of the Chov she has to transfer into a Milveh. But Pagma below Zakva, Zakva below Pigma, Eina Mishametes, Asha Tifkom Vitiskov. Until she does both, it has to be both. Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, The time there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. You have ones, case on someone rapes a basula and now has to pay her 50 kesef. Uknas, someone who marries an Arab basula, and he's mostly shamra on her that she wasn't a basula. He has to pay to the father 100 sala kesef. That's what, that's death number two. And pitu, someone who seduces a basula to sleep with him, that she, so he has to pay the aviyah chamishim kesef. And uksuvas isha, someone who the husband dies or divorces her, shezikva b'milva mishamtin. So long as she just transfers it into a loan document, that becomes mishametes. You go to Beis and say, I want to collect this, I want to begin collecting it. That's transferring it into a loan. The imlav, but if she doesn't, he doesn't. The person who's owed the money doesn't transfer it into a loan. Ain mishamtin. They're not mishametes. They're not mishametes. See, only need one. Again, it proves only here that you only need zakfon. It doesn't show that you need that just being pogim it is enough also. But so Gemara says, me'em assign this kaf in the milva. When do they become transfer into a milva? These three cases that are brought to Beis Din, you have the case of the knas, the pito, and the ksubas isha. When they transferred, mishas samad b'din. At the time the court establishes that you owe this money. They have to make the psak. The mishas samad b'din. That's considered zekifa. Okay, so you see here that's a price that goes according to Shmuel. So again, so they ask now, why is the din by these knassos? These are knassos obligations here. Why is Shemitah not mishamet then? So in that, the Rambam says that knassos are not like all of the chovos, because all of the chovos are a chiyuv between man A and man B. Here, this isn't a chiyuv necessary to man B. It's just that a person that has an obligation, he has a restitution obligation, until he gets rid of it, he's chayev. So Rav Nachum explains there that all loans, all other chovos, like an halva or something like that, the chiyuv is mitzad the toveya. I'm being toveya you to pay me back my money. You have to give back the toveya what you owe him. But when it comes to knassos, mitzad din, I'm not chayav to the toveya. It's not the reason. I'm not chayav to the toveya. I don't owe the toveya necessarily money because I made some sort of deal with him. The Torah is matil on me a chiyuv to pay this amount of money. So that's not considered a loan, and that shmita is not mishametas. Okay. Why can you say women get ksuba? Ksuba is not a knas. It's not punishment. You made a deal. You have to have a couple of a different reason. Ksuba is not a punishment. It's an obligation that you're taking upon yourself. It's different.
How did she get around this?
I guess. Right. So you have to do it when you go to Beis Din. You have to work it out and do whatever Beis Din tells you in order so it doesn't become, it's not mishametas. So maybe we do it with loans now. Like, there must be some mechanism whereby it takes care of it. But
it
transfers into, according to Shmuel, partial payment itself will transfer it into a loan. So maybe she has to make a proposal on that to get to make sure that she gets the whole thing at once. Right. I don't know. I don't know. Another reason why they say knas isn't mishamet is because it's not really a chol, because modu b'knas is pater. If I'm modu, I owe the knas, then I'm pater. So that can't be a real obligation between to somebody else. It's just mutar on me. Okay. So our Mishnah said that a get that is written in the day and then signed at night is puzzle. And now Gemara is explaining here what's the din of a ksuba that's written during the day and signed at night, the other way around. So Amar Shmuel ksuba k'maisa based in damya. A ksuba, right, is like a maisa based in. What does that mean, like a maisa based in? Maisa based in nechtavim b'yom v'nechtavim b'layla. Just like a maisa based in can be written during the day and signed at night, and that's not considered a chisorin of a shtar muktam, right, if you have a maisa based in. A ksuba nechtavis b'yom v'nechtavim b'layla. So to a ksuba can be written during the day, and then be used at night. So you see ramifications for all the weddings now. Everyone has to wait for the chuppah because the ksuba has to be the same day as the marriage. According to Shmuel, you don't have to do that. It's written during the day. It's on at night. The wedding can begin. The chuppah can begin promptly at 7 o'clock. But Rob says. But so that's what Shmuel says. No one seems to argue on that. So they bring a case. Ksuba say the Rebbe Chiya Barav. You have the ksuba of Rebbe Chiya Barav. Ichtov b'yom was written during the day. Ve'echtom b'layla. But it was signed at night. Have a Rav Hassam. Rav was there. Rav is usually the Bar Plukta of Shmuel. Rav was there, and v'lo amar luhu v'lo midi. He didn't say anything. He allowed it to go. Stama, he agrees with Shmuel. There's no machlokas. So Lema Kishmuel Svirle. Should we say that he holds like Shmuel? So it's Machlokes Rishonim how you read that line. Is this like an incredulous statement? Like Lema Kishmuel Svirle? Is it possible that he holds like Shmuel? Or Lema Kishmuel Svirle? Maybe he holds like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya. You can't bring a raya from Rav in that instance. Maybe he does argue because in that instance, Asukim but also Inyan have you. The entire time that of the delay, they were Asuk but also Inyan. They were dealing with that Inyan of the Ksuba. So the Yosef and the Mordechai bring, what does the Sukim but also Inyan mean? It doesn't mean that we're dealing with the wedding. It means that you were dealing with Sarni the Ksuba. So even nowadays, even according to the concept of Asukim but also Inyan, if you pass in this way, you can't just say, oh, we're dealing with the wedding, so you can sign the Ksuba at 5 and have the chuppah at 7. If they're actually working through the document, they're reviewing the document, and it goes over into the nighttime, then you can use it. But if there's a delay of any other reason, you can't use the Ksuba. And Moshe Feinstein comes out clear that no matter what, you can't use the Ksuba that's dated the day before and the chuppah is at night. He says the olden times, Ksuba may have worked because at least there was Kiddushin beforehand. So there was some Hischaivus that existed before it. Now the Kiddushin is under the chuppah. There's no Hischaivus to anybody. You have a date, you have a star that's written on one day, and you're obligating yourself on the next day. He says it doesn't work, and that's why the Minhag Yisrael is that you always tend to delay the chuppah at night. If it gets close to nightfall, you want the Ksuba, everything to be the same day. Okay. So Gemara says, right, next. Yeah, but they don't fill in. They don't fill in the date and everything.
The
signatures and the dates.
And they also leave out the Kinyana.
They don't do anything. It's a pre-written thing, but it doesn't have the Torah filled in. They always fill in. They're always filling in the important information.
The date, they don't
fill in. It's not signed. It doesn't matter. Right. So it doesn't give anything to the document. And then it's signed that night. It's signed later. It went, so that.
Has to be signed the same day or night as the actual.
But same date. The same date, and at night the date switches, so you have to make sure it's the same date. Okay, Asukim also inyan have you, and we're gonna like we see in a brayse the Tanya we learn a brayse. Amar Rav Elazar bar Rebbe Tzadok lo shanu, right? Chachamim didn't passel shtaros that are written during the day and signed at night. Ela kishein asukim ba'osa inyan. Aval, however, asukim ba'osa inyan, if they're asuk in the same inyan, kasher. Then it's considered kasher because asukim ba'osa inyan is, I guess, it's similar to like a token de dibor type thing. It's as if you continue going on the same thing. Okay? So, do we pass him like Shmuel in this case or not? The Rashba says yes, we pass him like Shmuel. The Rabban and the Rif say no. The Ran brings the Ittur and the Rambam that say that we don't pass him like Shmuel, we pass him like Rav in this case. And the Morachan and Mukiyosa, like we said, that even though Opsuk and Osu Inyan means that the Osu Inyan is the actual, you're dealing with the document itself, not you're dealing with the wedding. Okay? So now, there was a machlokas in our Mishnah, what was the din by a get that was written during the day and signed at night? Right? By get. The Chachamim said it was possible, and Rav Shimon was machshir. So the Gemara is going to explain what Shitas Rav Shimon. Amar Rava, my time with Rav Shimon. Why is Rav Shimon machshir a get that's written during the day and signed at night? So Kasavar, Rav Shimon holds, Kevan Shenasov Enav Ligarsha, once he has decided, Behechlet, that he wants to divorce his wife, Shuvein Lo Peros. He no longer has any issue, he can't, no longer has a right to the Peros. So therefore, he's not going to have any issue with the anything happening with the Paris during that day. He loses his rights at that time, and she gets the Paris from the time that he Nusson Enav. So when he wrote the get, it was Nusson Enav. So it doesn't matter if it was signed. It was signed later. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to limit Rav Shimon's din. Lo Hichshir Rav Shimon El La Alter. Rav Shimon only says that a get that the Zman of the Chasima is not at the exact time of the Ksiva. That's a little later. That's El La Alter. Eller, it's like the next day. One day, divergence. Adam Mikanda Sar Yamin, but if it's like 10 days later, low. Then he's going to agree. Rav Shimon's going to agree that that's not considered a kosher get. Why? What's the reason? Chayshinon, we're suspecting Shema during this time period. Pious. Maybe the husband and wife were reconciled, and then he's going to use this get later, and then you have the issue of get yashar. Okay. But Rav Yochanan argues. Rav Yochanan says no. Rav Yochanan Amar Afila Mikanda Sar Yamin. Even if it's 10 days later, Rav Shimon's going to be machshir it. Because if they're going to reconcile, like I said before, everyone knows what's going on in these situations. It's and everyone knows what's going on. It's become a double piercing that they reconciled, and everyone's going to know that there was a reconciliation. So we're not worried about the get yashin here because we know that there was a reconciliation according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Shimon is not worried about her collecting the payers because we didn't. She collects the payers at the shas ksiba. Okay. So now the Gemara is bring another machlokus to Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar, Amar la Asara. A guy says, a husband says to 10 men, Kisru get zel ishti. Write this get for my wife. Amar Rav Yochanan. What's the kavanah of the Baal? What does he want the 10 men to do? What's the job of each of these 10 people? So Amar Rav Yochanan. Shnayim mishum edim. He only wants two of them to be edim. They only two of them are the kosher edim. V'chulam and the other 8 mishum tanai. It's like a tanai. I'm giving you this get only if all 10 people sign this. Two of them will be edim, and 8 of them are just for a tanai. In order for the get to be valid, you have to fulfill my tanai. Reish Lakish Amar is kulam mishum edim. No, all 10 of them. He's just even though you only need 2 witnesses on a document, he's establishing he wants 10 witnesses on the document. So Gemara says, what's the case? Hechi dami. Ilema, if you can tell me it's a case, the lo amar kulchem, where he doesn't say kulchem, right? He doesn't say kulchem kitzvu get zeli ishti. He just says stam kitzvu get li ishti. That's already a favorite Mishnah. But Hatanan, on Daf Samed Vav, if the Baal says, amar la sara kitzvu get zeli ishti, write this get to my wife, you don't need all of them to sign it. Echa kosev u'shnayim chosmin lov. He's only, out of the 10 of you, one of you write them, two of you sign it. That's what he says. So what's the case? Ella, it's muchrat that the case has to be the amar lehilul kulchem. He says the words kulchem. So he wants all of them to be involved. So if he says he wants all of them involved, my benayu, what's the difference? All 10 of them have to sign it. Either whether it's between a tanai or midin edus, all 10 of them have to sign the document. So what's the difference between Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So ika benayu, the chosim betray minayu yoma. You have two of them who signed it on one day, the inech mikan vasara yom, and the other 8 signed it 8 days later. Or 10 days later. So Madar Mishum Tanai, it's kosher. Why? Because the other 8 aren't Edim. They're just a Tanai. So the Tanai was fulfilled, they signed, and we're done. Madar Mishum Edim, possible. According to Madar, says, because Edim, all Edim have to sign the get. We know the Lacha, all Edim have to sign the get at the same time. So they have to be done in front of each other. So the get would be possible if 2 sign now and 8 sign, 8 sign later.
Why isn't it kosher once the other 2 sign?
Because he's telling me that I need 10 Edim on this get. But you can't. It's not. Then what you? It's no. That's a get muktam now, because now the get is part of the edim didn't sign with the day that the get was written. Okay. Inami, another nafkamina. Kigon shenimsa echamim karav apostle. You find one of the 10 to be a apostle 8. One's a karav or apostle. Lamanda amrishum tanai. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that the 8 extra witnesses are only signing to be mekayim the tanai. It gets kosher because they're not edim. So who cares if the karav? I want these 8 people to sign it. That's my tanai. I want it to be a full moon when I give you the whatever. That's the tanai in the get. So it's kosher. But the ma'ad amrishim edim, according to my number, says edim. These guys are actual edim, and edim shabatla miksasa batla kula. So the whole thing is destroyed, and it's puzzle. So that's another nafkamina. Rishon Ames, according to Ames, another. Why don't you say that another nafkamina would be whether the other 8 have to sign the shema? Maybe the other 8 have to sign the Shema. If you say it makes sense, if it's Rishon Tanai, they don't have to sign the Shema. They're not Edim. But if you say they are Edim, they have to have all the dinim of Edim to sign the Shema. Great. To look up the answer. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to explain the din of Rav Yochanan in a different instance. Again, Rav Yochanan said it's Mishum Tanai. So I chasam b'tchila. Let's say one of the 2 that signed in the beginning on the top, one of the first 2 is the John Hancock. He signs first, right? For those of who listen in Israel, John Hancock was the first guy who signed the Declaration of Independence. Okay, so ichasim betchila, right? So karav apostle, wait, the first guy who signs is a karav apostle. Amrilei, some say that the get is now kosher. Well, amrilei, and some say the get is pasul. Okay, but why should it be pasul? Amrilei kosher. The ones who say it's kosher, it's a tanaihu. Doesn't matter. So they sign first. Big deal. It's just a tanai. We have 2 kosher edim on the get. Who cares where the karav apostle is? But amrilei pasul, the one who says it's pasul, asi lachlufi b'shtaros to alma. People aren't going to see the star. They're not going to realize who. They're not going to realize that this star was written. That witnesses sign as a tanai. They're going to see 2 witnesses, 2 signatures on top. One of them is a karav apostle, one of them is a apostle aid, and they're going to say, oh, he was kosher here, he's going to be kosher on the case of Asi Lachlufe. We're going to have instances where we're going to use this signature in a different situation. Okay. So now we're going to bring a maisa where you're going to see the machlokas or Rilchon and Reish Lakish come out lemaisa. Ahuda Amar Luhu Lasara. Someone says to 10 people, Kisvu get zeli ishti. All right, you can see later this is a case where he says kulchem. Okay? Kisvu get zeli ishti. Chosam bei trei minai, right? So his kulchem is that's the machlokas that we have, right? So chosam bei trei minai will be yome. 2 of them signed it on the date that the get was written. The inach and the other 8 signed it mikan v'asar yomim. They signed it at a later date. Machlokas whether or not asar yomim is definitive time frame or just happens to be that's the way the Gemara is talking about. The Rashash says that 10 days is a real thing, because 10 days, like just like a Saras Mechuvah, 10 days is the time period that people usually have in order to change their mind. You can change your personality, you can change yourself, and during a Saras Mechuvah, you can change your mind in 10 days. So he says 10 days is Dafka. But most of the 10 days is Lav Dafka. So, us and the Kami, Rav Shua ben Levi. So, they came in front of Rav Shua ben Levi, and they said, is this get kosher or not? Two signs on day one, eight signs on day 11. So, it's a machlok, should that be the machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So, Amar Leis, Rav Shua ben Levi says, we turn over to your test, Kedaihu Rav Shimon with Smokhalab. We could be so mech on Rav Shimon, B'shas Adchak, who says that the Baal, meaning that to be machshir again, even though the Ksiva and the Chasima are not on the same day. You can be machshir, you can be so mech on Rav Shimon. So, I heard, it says Kedaihu Rav Shimon with Smokhalab, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's why people go to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to daven for things. Kedaihu with Smokhalab, Rav Shimon. That's why he has the schus for people going to him. Little agata. So Kedaihu L'smochel b'shas adchak. In a shas adchak, if the husband goes somewhere, went away, or the woman already used this get to marry, we could be so mechar of Shimon to say that we don't need to have the ksiva and the chasim on the same day. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'ha'amar Reish Lakish lo hikshar of Shimon el alter. Reish Lakish limited Rav Shimon only to if it's like a day apart, but 10 days. But imik aval mikan v'asori yomim lo. That's not going to be good according to Rav Shimon. So the answer is not. By he, Rav Yochanan's view. I'm going to hold like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that even after ten days, Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Gemara says, but wait a second. V'hamar Rav Yochanan, shnayim mishum edim, v'kulan mishum tanai. Right? He says all of them are considered tanai. So therefore, why be so mechon Rav Shimon? Even according to the Chachamim, it's good because the other eight are just a Tanai. It's not by he and that machlokus, Reish Lakish really. I hold like Reish Lakish and that machlokus. So I hold like Reish Lakish and it's Mishum Edim. So if it's Mishum Edim, how does that work? Then I have to hold like Rav Yochanan's interpretation of Rav Shimon to say that even if the get is written, even if the Edim sign different days of the get, it's kosher even mikan asara yamin. All right, have a good day.